With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. Senate tonight confirmed Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to serve as the next Secretary of Homeland Security, putting the Oklahoma Republican in charge of immigration enforcement, one of President Trump's biggest priorities in his second term. Mullen won the confirmation in a 54-45 vote. Again, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has won the next Secretary of Homeland Security position, putting the Oklahoma Republican in charge of immigration enforcement. The U.S. will not strike Iran's power plants for 5 days, extending a Monday deadline.
U.S. President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to allow shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Trump had set a 48-hour deadline for Iran that would have expired at midnight GMT Tuesday. But instead, we've just heard from Trump on his Truth Social platform saying that he's extended it by 5 days because of ongoing discussions between Washington and Tehran.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting, Iran has denied those talks took place. President Trump has directed ICE officers not to wear face coverings in their work at airports.
The president supports immigration officers wearing masks when dealing with hardened criminals, but he says face coverings are not necessary in their work assisting with airport security.
I've requested that they take off the mask. I don't like it for the airport. And I believe they are willing to do that.
ICE officers have been deployed to airports to supplement the TSA during a government shutdown that has caused long lines at security checkpoints. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 631 points. This is SRN News. Two more Indiana abortion clinics are closing.
Planned Parenthood says the facilities, both located in Indianapolis, will shut their doors permanently as of April 3rd. The Trump administration's efforts to restrict taxpayer funding for abortion are being blamed by Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. Meanwhile, Indiana's abortion ban is being tied up in court by a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious faith and therefore protected by the First Amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon says the Trump administration overreached by issuing a declaration that sex change operations for children are unsafe and ineffective. Judge Mustafa Kashubai states that HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy did not go through the proper administrative procedures when issuing the declaration in December. That declaration also warned doctors they could be excluded from federal health programs. This is SRN News. Britain's prime minister and local residents react after Jewish charity ambulances were set on fire in North London. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
Police officers were called to Golders Green, a London neighbourhood with a large Jewish population, after receiving reports of ambulances on fire. On Monday morning, Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the incident as a deeply shocking anti-Semitic arson attack. Talking with the AP, local councillor Peter Zinkin says he's in no doubt that the attack was aimed at the area's large Jewish community.
The distress and anger of the local community, which I represent, as to what has happened. Burning ambulances in the middle of the night is a disgrace.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.